it appears that we lost anywhere from 30 to 50% of the crop. And, you know, we want to be careful to not cry wolf before we know for sure. Right now, the buds are swirling, and we will have a better picture, a better idea of what froze for sure and what might come through. In the buds, you know, you have some buds with three cluster, you have some buds with one cluster. So which one is alive, which one is not, that we won't know. But, you know, we hope that we know the vines are not damaged. We know the trunks and the canes are not damaged. It is just the crop for this year. So next year should be back to normal.
And you mentioned that where the vines are had some effect as to whether or not they're protected from the north winds.
Yeah, we noticed that all the vines, all the vineyards on the bluff, which are protected from the northwest cold wind or the north wind, those vineyards did a lot better than the one on the flatland. And the flatland, it's exposed, more exposed to the north wind. And those, that's where we lost 70 to sometime 80% of the buds. So the crop will be down. How much, how bad, we don't know, but it's safe to say that right now we think the crop will be down about 40%.
And you're saying this is a combination of the cold and the length of the cold?
Yeah, over the years, we've seen colder. We've seen 30 and 35 below for days, but we've never seen 20 days in a row, 10 below, 12 below, and with so much wind and stretching out so long, you know. We've never seen that in 40 years of growing grapes.
And what are you hearing from other vineyards around? You're saying, what, east of the Mississippi is all affected here, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, the damage is going far. It's New York State, Long Island, Pennsylvania, Ohio. And I was talking to one of our growers in New York State this morning. They lost 40-50% of the buds as well. So, you know, during pruning, the good side of that is we knew that before we went into the trimming or the pruning of the vine. So we were able to leave more buds on the vine, hoping or trying to compensate for the loss. That's why we, you know, long as it's not in the tanks, we don't quite know how bad, but we don't think it's good.
Best case scenario, what type of weather would salvage the most of the crop right now?
Well, you know, in 2012, you remember, it was hot, it was dry, we got early spring, and we froze. We had a spring frost, and that's, you know, 27 degrees Fahrenheit on tender shoots. That didn't do good. So from this point on, you know, the buds are, it's a slow start for everything, all crops. So if the buds stay small, then they will bud out early May, and hopefully we won't have any issues.